where? Praise God in His temple on earth. Praise Him in His temple in heaven. Why? Praise Him for His mighty achievements. Praise Him for His transcendent greatness. How? Praise Him with blasts of the trumpet. Praise Him with lyre and harp. Praise Him with drums and dancing. Praise Him with strings and reeds. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Praise Him with clanging cymbals. And who? Let everything that breathes praise Yahweh. So far, the Divine Office has a prayer of praise. But it is also the Church's great prayer of intercession. This is not so obvious as may at first appear. When we say with the Church that the Liturgy of the Hours is, after the Eucharist, the most effective prayer of intercession we have, we mean that those who sing or recite the Divine Office literally stand between, hence enter, from the Latin between. Hence, they stand between, that is, intercede, between God and the human family. Intercessory prayer is therefore mediatorial prayer, where the mediators are those priests, religious, and laity who plead with the Heavenly Father to have mercy and to be generous on the human race. Behind this single affirmation stands another mystery of our faith, namely the value of human intercession in favor of other people who either cannot, or will not, or do not sufficiently pray for themselves. Call it vicarious prayer. Call it altruistic prayer or substitutionary invocation. By whatever name, it is the keystone of the arch that supports the communion of saints. Because another name for communion of saints is communication of merits among the members of Christ's mystical body. Where one prays for the rest, and all are benefited by the prayer of each. What it means in essence is that God is propitiated and His mercy is moved not only when people ask, that is, pray for themselves, but also when they beg His favors for others. Intercessory prayer, therefore, is prayer that I offer to God, asking God to be kind and merciful to others. And God, we believe, hears both kinds of prayer. Prayer for ourselves and prayer for others. When, therefore, we pray the divine office, we are praying not only for ourselves, but qua divine office, we are praying with emphasis for all the children of Adam who need the grace of God, or if they are deceased, the staying hand of His loving mercy. Let me just read the prayer for today's divine office to bring out the import of this intercessory function of the Liturgy of the Hours. O God, You have prepared invisible riches for all those who love You. Pour into our hearts the sentiments of Your love, so that loving You in all things and above all things, we may attain to Your promises, which exceed all our desires. Throughout the prayers of the divine office is the first person plural. We are, in praying the hours, praying not only with, but especially for all the members of Christ's mystical body who still need the grace of God. This sample of prayer, therefore, and all others like it in the divine office, so too the hymns, are no private petitions or solitary requests. They are acts of intercession on behalf of all mankind, made efficacious by the power of Christ, who is praying the divine office not only with us, but within us. For all those who are still in exile from the God who made them for Himself, but who wants to be invoked, which means called upon, in order to grant the graces that they need. What lends solemnity to these intercessions in the divine office is the fact that they are made in faith and founded on the hope that God is never invoked in vain. On our part, this means that a deeper awareness is called for if we are to become effective pleaders before the throne of God for the millions of children of a fallen human race. We must become aware of whom we are praying to. It is the mighty God who is mysteriously also the merciful God. We must become aware of whom we are praying with. It is Jesus Christ, the eternal High Priest, who sealed the new covenant with his blood. We must become aware of who we are that are praying. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God. How that should be memorized by every priest and religious. We are a people set apart to sing the praises of God, who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Unquote. The first vicar of Christ. We must become aware of whom we are praying for. The multitudes of suffering in body and spirit, the tempted and the fallen, the discouraged and depressed, the hungry and naked and homeless and friendless, who need our intercession. Only in heaven shall we know how much our petitions on earth have helped, how many souls join us in the eternal liturgy of the angels and saints, with whom, please God, we shall behold the face of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.